Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We're here to help you with your English language learning. And if you haven't tried it yet, you can also listen to our podcast on YouTube. You can listen to the audio and see the written words at the same time. What a good idea. Shall we do a little bit of English grammar practice today? Let's work on the difference between what's called direct speech and reported speech. Vocabulary, first of all. The word speech, S-P-E-E-C-H, is just another way of saying speaking. Speech is a noun, and if you talk about your speech, it means your way, your style of speaking. Notice the slight spelling inconsistency here. The verb to speak is spelled S-P-E-A-K, but the word speech, obviously related, is spelled S-P-E-E-C-H. And if we're talking about direct speech and reported speech, these are grammar terms. The word direct can mean lots of things, but the overall meaning is straight or straight to or straight from. So if you take a direct route in your car, it means that you travel the shortest possible distance between two places. If you take a direct flight, that means your flight goes only to your destination. It doesn't call anywhere else on the way. And reported speech means that you're not quoting directly the words that the person said. You're saying it in your own words. You're relating it as a story. Let's give some examples to make it easier to understand. So direct speech would be often written down or when you quote someone direct. So, "I'll go to the restaurant today," said Sam. In that sentence, if you look at it written down, it has quotation marks. "I'll go to the restaurant today" is a direct quote. These are the words that Sam said. So that's direct speech. Reported speech might sound like this. Sam said that he would go to the restaurant today. So this is someone else telling the story of what Sam said. And the verb changes. Sometimes the tense changes because it's being talked about in the past. It's already happened. Reported speech has no quotation marks because it doesn't use the exact words that the person said. So that example again, direct speech, "I'll go to the restaurant today," said Sam. And reported speech, "Sam said that he would go to the restaurant today." So you'll come across direct speech in written form most often, like you'd read in a book. Reported speech is used when you're speaking. In life, you'll often witness conversations, people talking, and then you'll describe them afterwards. So we use reported speech in spoken communication all the time. We take our memory of a conversation and we put it into reported speech. Let's do some more examples. I think it's useful because there's quite a lot to change about the sentence sometimes. It's a good exercise to test your language skills, and we do it all the time in life. "Can Omar come home with me after school?" asked Oliver. That's direct speech. And Oliver asked if Omar could come home with him after school. That's reported speech. Notice in the transcript there's no question mark and no quotation marks. Emily said, "Oh, I'm very happy," when she passed her driving test. That's direct speech. Emily said that she was very happy when she passed her driving test. That's reported speech. "Where's your mother?" the old lady asked the little girl. Direct speech. Reported speech would be, the old lady asked the little girl where her mother was. So, in that example, notice again, no quotation marks, no question mark. And that's because the sentence is no longer asking a question, it's reporting a fact. Notice that the meaning stays the same, but the word order may also change. It's this kind of adjustment that you make automatically when you do listen and learn as your method of learning English. It comes much more naturally to you. I'm going to give you some more examples to practice making reported speech from direct speech in a minute. First of all, let me remind you of our 7 Rules of Adept English course. If you want to learn how to make the most of our podcasts and how to speed up your English language learning so that you don't waste time, then sign up for this course. It's free. You don't have to pay. It costs zero, nothing. And this course includes video too. It will give you 7 ideas, 7 concepts to use when you're learning English. But most of these concepts work whatever new language you're trying to learn. You've nothing to lose, so sign up on our website at adeptenglish.com today. Anyway, back to direct and reported speech. One more example, and then I'll give you some to practice on. The receptionist looked at me and asked, "What's your address?" That's direct speech. I'll repeat that sentence again and leave a gap for you to try and put it into reported speech. The receptionist looked at me and asked, "What's your address?" The receptionist looked at me and asked, "What's your address?" Okay, so your version of reported speech could be something like, "The receptionist looked at me and asked me what my address was." Or, "The receptionist looked at me and asked my address." Here are some more examples for you to try. I'll put some answers in the transcript, but obviously there's not just one right answer to this. Here goes. "I'm tired and I'm going to bed now," she said, yawning and standing up. "I'm tired and I'm going to bed now," she said, yawning and standing up. "I'm tired and I'm going to bed now," she said, yawning and standing up. "My dad came in from work and announced, 'I've got a promotion.'" "My dad came in from work and announced, 'I've got a promotion.'" "My next door neighbour shouted, 'Stop climbing over my fence, I'll throw your ball back over.'" "My next door neighbour shouted, 'Stop climbing over my fence, I'll throw your ball back over.'" One more. "The waiter asked, 'How would you like your steak cooked?' And she replied, 'Oh, medium rare, please.'" "The waiter asked, 'How would you like your steak cooked?' And she replied, 'Oh, medium rare, please.'" Hopefully that's good practice for you, putting those direct speech sentences into reported speech. Let me know if you want me to do more of these so that you can practice a bit further. Enough for now. Oh, before I say that, remember there are some answers in the transcript if you want to have a look. There's more than one right answer to these, of course. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.